Have you heard from Jerry Rice at all? Have you talked to him?
No. Calvin, how surprised are you to see between you and Larry, I mean, small touchdown numbers like you have? I mean, it's, you know, you got five, he's got four. You know, at the start of the year, you would think it would be.
I'm sure that he probably getting similar game plan when we get down close to that red zone, you know. So, I mean, if you're going to score, you probably got to score from outside the 20, you know, if you're going to get those numbers up this year. But I'm pretty sure he's probably getting that same kind of game plan.
He said yesterday that he thinks you're the best in the business. To hear that from him,
it means a lot. It means a lot, you know. Potentially former Hall of Famer, you know, to hear something like that from him, you know, it means a lot, you know, from anytime you hear something like that from your peers, especially when they're playing on such an elite level.
Patrick Peterson said yesterday that he thinks you guys are in the same class. He's been waiting for this matchup all year. I mean, how do you feel about him as a cornerback? What do you see on film?
Definitely a talented player. You know, got some good straight line speed, you know, so it'd be a nice little matchup.
He said he's the best cornerback in the league. I mean, do you feel like, you know, that's merited yet?
I don't know. I'm not in the business of judging whether he is or ain't.
With the Rice record, how do you feel about it? Is it getting closer and closer?
It's put like this, you know. I go throughout my day and I handle my business as usual. You know, if it happens, that'd be fantastic. You know, definitely something I would love to have. But like I say, I'm gonna continue as business as usual and work my butt off to get it.
Mr. Peterson also said he would like your jersey in his trophy room. You a jersey swapping kind of guy?
Yeah, I do every now and then. Yeah.
What would it take to get that swap?
I don't know, because using a lot of my jerseys this year for my foundation and stuff. So,
Calvin, do you get maybe as geared up as these DBs do when they, you know?
I don't.
I mean, all
this talk,
you know what I mean?
I don't. It's to me, you know, I got a job to do. You know, it's not facing him. It's just how well I can do my job for 60 minutes. You know, and that's my opposition right there.
I know Dave asked if you have talked to Jerry Rice. You said no. Is that right? Have you ever spoken to him? Never met him.
I know there's a mutual respect there with you and Larry. Can you just, you know, put into words what he is as a receiver?
There's things, put it like this, went to the Pro Bowl for the first time, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, I would take from his game, you know, from either watching him or just talking to him, you know. And, you know, when you view yourself as an elite player and you're able to learn from another elite player, you know, it's a special thing, you know, when you're able to come together and teach each other things.
I'm taking this one. He's speedy, but does he have strength, Peterson, going up against you that we may not know about? What's the challenge?
I don't know. I haven't played him yet, you know. So as far as strength-wise, I know he's speedy, you know. But like I say, it'd be a good matchup. It's going to be a physical matchup.
With Fitz, do you have any sense of how tough a year this is? I mean, he's had three different starting quarterbacks.
I can understand that. Yeah. I could do from my early years, you know, this would be years where I have four or five quarterbacks, you know. So I know it's hard times, especially maybe he doesn't have a lot, his quarterback doesn't have a lot of protection and give him the ball down the field and stuff like that. So it takes away a lot of his explosives.
You can't catch every ball that comes your way, but do you ever think about your drop passes in terms of what this year could have been for you or this team and some opportunities you've had that, you know, you were human?
You definitely think about those things. They're just learning experiences, you know. You can't really go back, you know. You just learn from them and get better from them. If anything, you know, really don't fester on things like that, you know. Just take it and get better from it, like I said.
Scott just said that, you know, Matt Stafford has a chance to be one of the best quarterbacks that ever played. I mean, we see some of his numbers that they're going to get this year. What have you seen? Where has he made the waves in your eyes this year as a quarterback?
As a leader, you know, like I say, every year he gets better in commanding the huddle, you know, and some of the throws he makes, you know, he makes some tough throws off his back foot. He's incredibly accurate off of one foot, you know. So, you know, and like I say, over the years here together, we're just going to get better and better.
Can you expand on what he's done extra to be a leader this year? I mean, that role.
Whether it be communicating more with guys or spending time out here before or after practice.
At least a couple of your teammates have said because you guys aren't winning as a team, they can hang their hat on trying to help you get the record. Is that something you can embrace, that they're kind of hoping you get it?
You know, it's definitely something that, I take joy in the fact that, you know, my teammates, that they're right behind me on this thing. And, you know, they want me to get it as much as I want to get it, you know.
Scott also said that, you know, Matthew doesn't always have the freedom to check out of a running play. It seemed like you had single coverage a few times against the Packers. How frustrating is that, you know, when you can't always exploit that?
I mean, you know, it's coming. It's coming to the point where we'll be able to, you know. like I said, all of us still growing in this thing, but the more and more we do, you know, you see him at the line like Peyton doing his thing.
Calvin, some other sports, baseball and basketball in particular, they talk about athletes getting in a zone where things just kind of slow down and everything starts connecting. Is there anything like that similar for you where you just get in a groove and things just click?
Yeah, it's really every game, you know, really it's when you just touch the ball, you know, when you get into the game, get a hit, you know, you're focused in, you know, the crowd's not a factor. You just zoned in, focused on what you got to do. It's kind of like just a quiet storm kind of thing.
How have things changed for you in terms of what you see, if they've changed since you've lost Nate and Titus and Broyles? Has your surrounding receivers have changed? Have coverages changed?
Coverages, you know, haven't changed a ton. You know, there's some teams that just play what they play, you know, and if anything, that would be the only change as far as, you know, seeing a little man coverage here and there. Like this team that we've got to go up against, they seem like they're a team that's going to play what they play, you know, they're not going to switch up to a bunch of different foreign coverages just for when we come in there, you know. So we're starting, unfortunately for us, you know, we're starting to see a little more one-on-one, you know, and so it gives us a chance to put up some numbers.
What's the most amazing thing you've ever done in the football field,
That's problem stuff all the time, you know. There's catches sometimes where you just – sometimes you don't even see that thing in. You're like, damn, thank God.
How about the bicep curl one down the sideline?
That's all that one. It's just when I was bringing it in, it's just trying to get out from so I had to squeeze that thing in there.